Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And may I even add, Matt, just a little bit of humor. My name is Justin Mecha. I've got a great guest with me in the studio this weekend. Friends, we're going to pause. We're going to sit down. We're going to relax. We're going to hear a great story. We're going to dive into the story of another person in this industry and actually how they got into this industry. And what I'm so excited about is her story is not too different than mine. In fact, our paths crossed years ago. And I'm excited to bring that to the studio. Real quick though, I'm going to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Probably a good time to call them. And your good friends, Justin and Zena, match it with Keller Williams Realty. Montana Basement Solutions is probably really busy right now. So in the studio with me, though, a good friend of mine from the restaurant world, Kristen Hook. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Justin. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
It's good to see you.
You too.
It's been a handful of years.
It has.
Yeah.
We've had a little break from each other, haven't we?
That's right. Yeah. So, friends, for those of you who have been listening to the show for quite a while, thank you. Thank both of you. And I'm kidding, Matt. I know you're one of them, though. And so if you go back into the archives, kjjr.com, you can go up and pull up our old shows. And one of those, or maybe even two of those shows, is my own story about how I came from the restaurant world, was invited to consider the real estate world, pursued the real estate world in 2008, except for I was told not to pursue the real estate world in 2008. And looking back, I see why. However, finally found my way into the real estate industry just over 10 years ago. And during that time, though, you know, I was in the real estate industry. I still had one foot in the restaurant industry because I was actually serving me. It was kind of cool to make a little bit of dollars on a Thursday or Friday night and then, help pay the bills. And then at the same time, maybe strike up conversation with somebody who had an interest in moving to the area or moving out of the area, whatever it may be. So the restaurant world served me well. During that season, that's when we met, Kristen.
It is, absolutely. And we worked together for a little while.
We did.
Which is awesome.
At Tupelo Grill and Whitefish.
Tupelo Grill, my favorite restaurant.
Mine too. That place holds a special spot in my heart.
Mine too, absolutely. Yeah. And we had such a great family there too.
We really did. In fact, that's actually probably the number one reason why it's hard to leave that industry.
Absolutely.
You don't want to abandon the family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
However, speaking of that, you know, eventually we all kind of grow up and we get married and we have families and we probably have bigger bills at that point. And, you know, making the $40,000 or $50,000 a year that you can as a server just isn't going to cut it anymore.
And I think hopes and dreams start getting bigger too.
Yeah.
And it expands beyond the restaurant walls, honestly.
It really does.
And that's what happened for me, I think, with this new job and this new journey that I took into real estate.
So fast forward to today, you're a lender.
I am. I'm a lender with First Montana Bank.
Yeah.
I oversee their real estate lending for the Kalispell, Libby, and Troy branches.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you're downtown Kalispell.
I am, right next to Moose's Saloon, if you're not familiar. That's a good landmark.
Everybody knows that place.
Yes, so absolutely.
In fact, when you look at the map and you see the dot, it's Moose's.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not Kalispell, it's actually Moose's.
We're just their neighbors.
That's right. Very cool. Okay, so now you help people. What's exciting about the, you know, oftentimes when you look at the industry of real estate and what you have is a story. You have somebody who's, hey, Kristen, I want to buy a home, right? And then you sit down with them, you say, let's open up the books, let's open up the checking account, the savings account, let's look at your FICO score and let's get you prepared for purchase, right?
Absolutely.
When they come to me and they say, hey, Justin, I'm looking to buy a home, it's the same exact story, except for it usually goes with, oh, and I need you to talk to Kristen.
Yep, you know, you're right.
Because I don't have the money, right?
Right.
I have the keys, she has the money, right? that's a really good illustration, by the way. And it goes the same way. It could be, hey, Justin, I want to sell my home. And oftentimes I want to sell my home, it's because I want to buy another home for whatever reason. I need to right size my home, my living situation. My kids have grown and gone, they're off to college, and I want to, you know, put myself into a smaller dwelling or something closer to the golf course or the lake or the mountains, whatever it may be. Or I'm pregnant and we need, you know, a bigger crib, right?
Absolutely.
So these are awesome stories. And you are the money to the story. You know,
thank you. I feel so important.
Well, it's an important
it's true.
Thing. Yeah. You know, I mean, unless you're Matt Desch, who just has all this cash, you know, we need to find a bank to make the transaction happen.
Absolutely.
And so that's why you're here.
Right. And, you know, honestly, too, beyond that, we're building relationships with these people.
Yeah.
And one of the most important things to me is to be a lender for life, to be someone that you can be leaned on and be helpful pre, post, during the transaction, post-closing, all those things.
Throughout the whole experience.
Absolutely.
When they buy the home, you're here to grow with them.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to grow into different situations. You know, mm-hmm. at some point in their home ownership journey, they may want to pull out a line of credit, you know, to make the improvements, build the garage, build the bigger garage.
Mm-hmm. Refinance and pull equity out.
Refinance, you know, for cash, pull equity, right. Mm-hmm. Begin the investment journey, mm-hmm. right? This is why partnering with a lender and a realtor is important. You know, it's been shared with me years ago that really we should view these professionals carrying licenses and doing their due diligence to put their clients' interests before their own as important as their doctor and as their lawyer. You know, here's my lender, here's my realtor. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then here's Matt Desch atop of all of that, right? Yeah, you got to give the man credit. You know, listen to my radio voice. That's all Matt. That's not me. That's Matt. On that note, I need to shrink this ego a little bit and take a commercial break real fast. Kristen, you want to hang with us?
Absolutely. I'll be here.
Let's get to the story. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Kristen Hook with First Montana Bank. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-591-7171.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Kristen Hook with First Montana Bank. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us.
My pleasure.
Let's get to the story. Okay, so you and I first met each other in the restaurant industry. Great place to meet people, by the way.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's a great restaurant like Tupelo, downtown Whitefish. Mm-hmm. How about that plug? Where's the sales crew? Go get them. So you found your way, though. You found your way out. You know, you know this term, industry slave, right? And we say that jokingly. Sometimes we say that with pride. And then sometimes we say that because it really feels like that. Like it's the long hours, late nights, mm-hmm. you know. Sometimes it's pretty tough. You know, you're dealing with customers. And sometimes when customers aren't very friendly, it's kind of hard, right? You've been there. Where you give the 5-star service and you got the 1-star tip. You're like, what the heck is that all about?
Or just the verbal tip.
Or the verbal tip. Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, I got a tip for you. Right. Yeah, sure. I like those, you know.
Who can pay for groceries on the verbal tip?
Yeah. Those verbal tips don't pay my bills, homie. See that line? Let's put a couple more figures in that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you found your way out, though.
I did.
Tell me about that. What pulled you out?
You know what? Really, it was the COVID era. So I stepped away from the restaurant and the comfort of the four walls in the restaurant and was looking to pursue sales. And so I kind of dove into whiskey sales.
Ooh.
And I dove into distillation and learning and put myself through a certified spirit specialist program I could rise to the top with like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
And I really had to be knowledgeable. I was sitting next to lifelong distillers at trade shows.
Sure.
And I needed my clients to know that I was trustworthy and I knew what I was talking about.
Right.
And so that really kind of evolved my career and my interest in wanting to be creative, to grow, and own my own success for growth. I did that. And then all of a sudden COVID happened. And after 17 years of being in food and beverage, the career mat from under me was pulled.
Right.
And I didn't know what I was going to do. I felt like I was maybe an old dog that couldn't learn a new trick because that was what I knew so well.
Mm.
So from there, I took some time off. I started to lose my sense of purpose.
Right.
But gratefully, I had a mentor that was able to kind of show me a new path. And so I dipped my toes into a mortgage academy online and learned the trade from the ground up. And I think that was super important because I stepped into a loan processing job right away.
Right.
But maybe some people don't know this. Entering a mortgage career, there is a 2-year learning curve.
Right.
And I'm still learning things as I grow, but it was not pretty at times. But,
of course.
You know, you stay tough and you keep your sights set on things and you just keep moving forward. And so that's really what it was all about, was just to grow myself and educate and learn. And then also expand that and want to educate other people too.
You know what? Congratulations and thank you for your resilience.
Thank you.
And what I mean by that is I understand that pain where there's a 17-year comfort zone called this is my industry and I rock this world. I love it because you did. It's obvious. Like, you're a great server. I saw this. I worked with you. However, then when the rug, as you illustrated, got pulled out from underneath you, and that wasn't welcomed.
No,
you know,
I wasn't ready for that at all.
That wasn't ready for that. Yeah, exactly. And then, in fact, you were a part of that category that was deemed unessential.
Absolutely.
Or non-essential, right?
Nothing. We weren't doing tastings anymore. Yep. We weren't seeing people, face-to-face anymore.
By the way, my least favorite term ever. However, we'll talk about that another time. That's for another show, perhaps. Yet, you stood there for a second, said, okay, I'm going to grab my breath. I'm going to figure this thing out instead of giving up.
And that's what you have to do. You just, you know, sometimes progression doesn't look like the straight uphill battle that we're seeing.
A lot of my progression
was two steps forward, one step to the side, one step back.
Knock down, get back up. Yep. Yeah, totally. Who was this mentor? You mentioned you had a mentor.
She was a great friend of mine. Her name is Kelly Cuff. She works for Bay Equity Home Loans.
Yes, she does.
And you know what? She was just phenomenal. She put me through the schooling, and she helped me, you know, with just anything and everything I had questions about, you know, to get NMLS certified and all of that. And so, yes, I owe her a great amount to just, you know, bringing me up and keeping me in a place where I could, you know, grow. And
Kelly Cuff is such a phenomenal woman. And I would say this, probably an equally brilliant smile. Both of you have great smiles.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And so I could totally see the two of you being chums, right?
Yep.
Doing this thing. Yeah. No, that's awesome. We'll have to have her on the show too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you took a look at this industry and you jumped into it. Tell me about that transition. In fact, this is my question because we're running out of time. Was it different than restaurants?
So,
or food and bev?
Yes, but there are lots of similarities.
Yeah, yeah.
So as you know, the number one successful factor in food and beverage is customer service. Mm. And I really was able to take what I had learned and use it, you know, in the real world.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to lending, we're concerned about, you know, whether or not we're able to, you know, provide people with being a great communicator.
Sure,
do we have a sense of urgency?
Right.
You know, can we handle stress and multitask at the same time? All of these things are huge building blocks in both industries. Yeah. And so when you talk about that, I mean, yes, they're very similar.
Kristen, hang on. I want you back next weekend. Is that okay?
I'll be here.
I want to talk
You talked me into it.
Okay. We're going to grab you. We're going to find you. Matt's going to get the team out there and get you back in here because next weekend, I want to talk a little bit more about how the restaurant prepared you for real estate.
I would love that.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Have a great weekend out there, friends. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.